Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Leon moves to third. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive towards third. Melton catches it and throws to first to double up Lowenstein. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta bunts towards third. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Orta moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta scores. Leon moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leon moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-1 in the game. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvarado moves to second. Steve Stone pinch runs for Jorge Horta. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leon bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to third. Stone moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to home to get Alvarado. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carlos May pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Jeter now playing center field. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Chuck Brinkman now catching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 2 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Ragland goes all the way around to score. Duffy moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts for an out. Jeter moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton is walked intentionally. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 4 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 4 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 4 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 4 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Gamble reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 4 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-5 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-5 in the game. Andrews is walked intentionally. Tony Muser pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Allen now playing second base. Tony Muser now playing first base. Terry Forster now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-5 in the game. Spikes bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-5 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ragland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jeter strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-6 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-6 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Ragland applying the tag. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Ragland strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-7 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jeter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeter moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeter moves to third. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-7 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jeter bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 20, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Ragland bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy bunts, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-8 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Leon who tags Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 20, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-7 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 21, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torres strikes out. Brinkman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Torres out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-7 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-8 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Spikes moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Duncan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 21, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Muser reaches second base with a double. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman bunts between the mound and first base. Wilcox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. Muser moves to third. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Leon moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.